You know what the worst is? Whenever you do get poop on you, you always will smell poop for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Shannon was just smelling her hands. I'm like, why are you smelling your hands?
I'm sorry. If you're like, if you were watching the Instagram live or the Facebook live, whatever, the throwback throwdown, you probably saw me smelling my fingers. And it's like the gross. So gross. But I took my dog, Charlie, I really just took him out to pee last night when I had the longest freaking day yesterday. I didn't get home till like 8:30.
How did your event go last night?
At Die and Fly.
Yeah.
It was great. Shout out to all of the listeners that came. It was so much freaking fun. I'll post some pictures on my social media. But so I had to take the dog out. And he'd been cooped up all day. So he wanted to, like, walk. I didn't have my leash with me or anything because I didn't really expect to, like, be going on a walk with him. I just thought I'd take him out to the tree and he would pee and I would go back in. And he's really good. I don't know if your dogs are like this, but Charlie will walk right next to me.
Yeah.
Like, without a leash. He doesn't need the leash.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I see him do the thing where you know he's gonna poop, and I'm like, oh no, I have no poop bags with me. And he's pooping in the yard of a neighbor, and I'm kind of far from my house at this point, that I can see moving around in his living room. So they were right there, and right. I'm like, crap, literally crap. So Charlie poops. There, usually I can find like a leaf or something, you know, but I was just so nervous in the moment because the guy I could tell was watching me. I picked it up with my hands and carried it back to my house. It was so gross.
You know what?
I just like didn't even, it was, yeah.
You know what you need to do? Ugh. You need to do what I do. So if that happens, and it always seems to happen, and I see that they're out there, I bend over and pretend like I'm picking up the poop.
Okay, so remember I was telling you the other day about the people in my neighborhood that started putting those signs in their lawn of like, no, with like the dog with the X through it, or like, no, you know, keep off the grass or whatever.
Yeah.
This is one of those people too. So I was just like,
so they're the sign,
get the dog off the grass, you know, get the poop off the grass and go home.
So what I do is I'll pretend like I'm picking it up and do that. Or I'll do what you did with the leaf.
Like, I've done a leaf
and I'll try
before.
To pick it up.
It's
and
so
then,
gross.
And then I got the leaf, and then I'm holding the leaf for a little bit. And then I'm waiting for nobody to see me, and then I kind of, like, throw it.
Yeah. There wasn't a leaf on the ground nearby, and I didn't feel like walking over with the guy coming out and yelling at me thinking I was leaving. So I just picked it up with my hand.
By the way, you're a good neighbor. Megan, you wouldn't with Coraline. If you're out there with Coraline, you're not picking up Coraline's poop in your hands because you're neighbors.
My brother is going to hate me for this. He did the same thing because the neighbors were watching.
Oh, really?
Picked it up with his hand?
Yep. Because the neighbors were watching, and he was like, what am I going to do?
I know. And Charlie's poops, like Coraline's, I'm sure, because they're little dogs, like little 7-pound dog.
When
it's
I
like
tell
a
you,
roll.
It's the size of a Tootsie Roll.
It is. But it's still, it's nasty.
Like, I can't tell you how many times the grass is taller and I can't find her poop in the backyard. Like, that's how little they are. And I won't leave it behind.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing
worse.
I feel
like, what was that SNL character's name that Molly Shannon played? The Superstar
Girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what I feel like. I'm like constantly sniffing my finger.
What's up, Brad?
Hey, Shannon, did you have socks on yesterday?
I actually did not. I was wearing flip-flops.
Oh, you have to sacrifice the sock. I've been there. You have to do that.
Wait,
that's not a bad idea.
You'll take off your shoes and take off a sock and then just put it in your sock?
Oh, yeah. I've done it. Yep.
That's like really nice of you to do that for your neighbors because you don't want them to have poop in their yard.
You got to do what you got to do for the poo.
All right. That's good. Well, listen, Shannon's got poopy fingers going on here right now. So you know what it is? It serves you right after us making fun of Fletch earlier this morning for the fact that he trailed poop throughout the entire building.
I know.
All right, Mojo in the Morning Show.
Mojo. His personality can be summarized by his bark.
Woof, woof.
Sometimes he's a pushover. Sometimes he's happy to see you.
Woof, woof, woof.
Sometimes he gets real excited and jumps all over you.
Woof, woof, woof.
Oh, I'm happy to see you. You're a good boy, Mojo. Here's your treat. This is Mojo in the Morning.
Woof, woof.